Hello and welcome to the Dirt Shed Show, where we've got hacks and bodges, bike vault, plus so much more. Yes, hello everybody and welcome. It's myself, Rich Payne, and I'm joined by...
myself, James Pickering.
Hey buddy, how are we doing?
I'm good, yeah.
Yeah, you well?
Yeah, I'm really
looking
well.
Good.
Yeah, been away a lot this month, but it's nice to be back home, actually.
Oh, it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, sounds nice to be back in the office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the shed. Right,
the now, shed.
We've got quite a good topic this week. We're talking comebacks.
Yeah.
Now, this is off the back of Dakota Norton winning the US Open at the weekend just gone. Now, Dakota Norton, famous for his high-rise kind of bar antics on his downhill bike. You may have seen him popping around. But what makes this quite a crazy story is that not too long ago, Dakota had almost a life-changing accident on his motocross bike where essentially sort of an unknown mechanical sent him flying whilst hitting a 100-foot jump, which, trust me, on a motocross bike is big and you've got to go real fast.
Yeah.
Broke his hip socket, amongst other things, and well, nearly, it was a proper game changer.
Yeah, like career-ending almost.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Huge, huge implications that can be had for it. But his comeback... won his first sort of elite big race back, US Open, smashed some notable competition that was there, Gwyn, Ace of Amet, there's all sorts of people there.
Yeah, sort of got us thinking, didn't it? Like, there's been so many riders over the years who have had these massive, almost career-ending crashes and come out the other side to be super successful. So another rider, for example, is, although only young, Jackson Goldston snapped his ACL last year at Red Bull Hardline Tasmania.
He did, yeah.
And he's come back this year to have one of the most successful World Cup seasons ever. You know, 4 World Cup wins on the bounce.
And he won Hardline.
And he won Hardline again, and he's won World Championships.
Yeah. So, and we've got a few other examples,
haven't
there?
Riders,
so Amaury Pierron crashed
at Lenzerheide.
Lenzerheide 2023, broke his, or fractured his C5 in his neck.
Which is really...
Not good. Anyway, comes back 2 years later and wins at that very place not too long ago.
Yeah, and your old bud.
My friend G, he literally crashes catastrophically on a yearly basis and the dude's hard as nails and comes back from it. I mean, he's insane. Rachel Atherton, actually, another incredible comeback. Obviously, after some time off, came back at Lenzerheide in 2023. And won that.
Yeah. It's something that makes you think. We were sort of saying in the office, because obviously you've had your own injuries in the past and recent surgery. I've had a few injuries. And often on the other side of these setbacks, it doesn't just have to be injuries, but setbacks, anything that sidelines you off the bike or anything else in life, you often come back, if you get through it, you come back stronger, don't you?
100%. So yeah, what we were sort of discussing is because it's not just the physical toll it takes on you of a crash or whatever, but the mental toll as well, right? So, like, you've got the initial crash. I feel like that's the physical side. So you might have, depending on the severity, the month of just probably being very uncomfortable and in pain, right?
Pain,
so, and then you've got the mental side of, right, once you can get going again, of getting back to where you were. And in, I feel like for sort of us and a lot of athletes that we probably just listed there, and I think relatable for a lot of you at home as well, it's the mental side of it that can be really challenging, right?
Yeah, because for a lot of us, like, riding our bikes is what we love and it can be an escape from everyday life, or it's like something we really enjoy, and without it in our lives, it's like we miss it a lot.
But 100%.
It's also, it's just you're so desperate to get started, but sometimes you worry with accidents, even will you get back to the point you were before?
Definitely, definitely. So, when my back got operated on earlier this year, I was like, I had that physical bit for a couple of, a little bit, like, it was painful before, then it was really painful before, and then quite painful after, and then got better. But sort of, you kind of, let me know in the comments if you think I'm wrong here, but you sort of, when it happens, there's a moment where you're like, right, I can kind of just get better, or you go like, right, I really want to nail the rehab and get better to be fitter and stronger, one, so it doesn't happen again, but two, to get back at it as quick as possible. And you've had the same with your knee, right?
Yeah, so I had a bad knee a couple years ago now, and I didn't ride a bike for almost 6 months. And initially you have that pain, and it was a lot of rehab. But for me, it's just the change in perspective. So I think when you're healthy all the time, you don't take it for granted, because I always love riding my bike.
Yeah.
But some days you're like, oh, I've got an interval session to do. Oh, I've got to ride the turbo. And you're like, I don't want to do this. But then when you're coming back from an injury, your perspective is totally changed and you really enjoy and like you just like chomping at the bit to do anything you can
Agreed.
To get back at it. And you really appreciate any, like I remember when I was coming back, I really appreciated just any time I had on the bike. It was
That's it. It's almost like you actually, although you don't want to do those kinds of things sometimes, if you are looking at it from a training perspective, is you just take them for granted that you can do them.
Yeah.
But actually, when you suddenly have that taken away from you, you're like, oh, damn, I really want to sit on that turbo trainer. Yeah. Or I really want to go out in the rain or the mud or whatever it may be. So, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of other great examples. Paul Bassagotia had a horrendous crash, you know, fought through everything, got back walking and is now back riding. Our very own Martin Ashton, obviously, you know, not being able to walk, wheelchair, to the incredible things that he's able to do now is mind-boggling. And I do think it's a mental battle as much as anything.
I think when you're injured, you often have a lot of time to reflect as well, don't you?
Yeah.
You really think about what matters to you and always in that time of reflection. Like I've had it before when I've been healthy, you do sometimes take things for granted. In that reflection, I came back and I realised I wanted to not leave. Like I wanted to just go all in on, I've been like dicking around too much.
That's it. Yeah.
And I was like, when I'm healthy again, I'm going to smash it. And actually the following year, I had my best ever season because I think I was healthy for so long. You sort of just bumbling along a bit.
Yeah.
And in that time I couldn't ride, I'd reflected and be like, God, if I was healthy right now, I'd do everything I can, nutrition, sleep, blah, blah, blah. And then when I was back to it, after all that reflection, it just totally changed my perspective. And I guess that's the same for a lot of people, you know, you have that time to reflect and it just changes your perspective.
So I suppose the trend is that most of the time, especially with these top athletes that we've listed, they are coming back and actually doing as well, if not better, than they were before. So the question I want to ask you, does getting injured then make you better?
Yeah, or any setback in life. Yeah. Is a setback a bad thing, or is it something you can come out the other side even better than you were?
Let us know in the comments down below. It's time for the news. Now, kicking things off, we've got downhill World Cup racing this weekend from Whiteface Mountain. Lake Placid is looking like it's an absolute belter. This is a brand new course, and actually Aaron Gwynn has put out a little preview of it just ahead of time. It looks really good mix, to be honest, of some fast jumps and open sections, but some techers and rocks and roots and stuff as well.
It's always exciting to see a new venue as well, because you don't have any sort of riders who know it better than
others. Yeah, and there's almost no expectation either, because it's just a blank canvas for them. So that's quite cool. And XC's kicking off in Lake Placid as well, right?
Yeah, so brand new venue for them at Lake Placid. The season overall is fairly open as well. So Christopher Blevins is still got quite a margin, but he's had a slight drop off in form this late in the season. So with two rounds to go, there's still a few people, Viktor Koretsky and Martin Vodaro, could... Well, it's just a specialised, absolute fest.
Yeah,
at
it
the
really
top
is.
There, isn't it?
They're owning it.
Probably be a specialised winner somewhere or another, but yeah.
But which one?
Who knows?
All right, moving on. Some slightly more gloomy news now. For those who may not have seen YT, well, they're unfortunately in a spot of bother, right?
Yeah, shame to see.
Yeah, well, basically they failed to find a buyer. And as a result, a lot of staff are unfortunately being laid off and the World Cup team, well, being essentially paused.
Yeah.
Still with a couple of races to go.
I think there's rumours of even some of the riders would be using different bikes for the last few races.
Yeah,
season.
I've heard. Yeah. So Marcus Flossman, one of the originators of YT, is trying to look at buying back the company at the moment from the investors and rebuild essentially, which actually sort of ties in nicely kind of with our comeback theme, because this has happened to other people before. Orange Bikes is a prime example.
I think it can be done. It's just, you know, it's difficult to do with a company of that size, and it's a shame for the customers as well.
Yeah.
If you own a YT bike.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen there. No. We've heard rumours as well, you've been out in Lenzerheide, of
Team
their
rumors.
Riders already confirming potentially where they're going to go. So we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's good to see that one. A lot of the riders have already secured contracts for next year, hopefully.
But sad to see quite an iconic brand.
Yeah.
going.
Definitely.
A bit.
And slightly better news, Nino Schurter looks like he's already moving on to his next venture after racing. So he started his own trail building company alongside his brother and father called Goat Trails.
Do you know what? I'm glad he's got a job. I was a bit worried he was unemployed now. I thought, oh, what's he going to do?
With the career he's had, you sort of were a bit worried about his sort of retirement, weren't you?
I thought, oh, God, a poor bugger.
And actually, linking to Nino, Scott Schramm have also released a brand new rider who's going to be starting straight away at the American World Cup rounds. We've got Fabio Puttana. So it's Puttana.
Young talent, right?
Young talent, another Swiss rider. Big bloke. I actually met with him the other week. But yeah, he's doing really well. Won the Swiss Cup at the weekend. So
good replacement?
Well, he's got some big shoes to fill, hasn't he?
Flipping, but right, does he?
He's a good replacement. There's never going to be another.
And Filippo, Filippo Colombo, who's on the team, also signed for
another 3 years.
Another 3 years.
And so Thomas Frischneck, the team manager, has also re-signed. He's doing another 3 or 5, I believe. So it's good to see the core of the team is still staying the same, even if...
And Yannick?
Yannick staying as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. So okay. So it's
just Nino slotting.
They just got rid of
out.
Nino.
Yeah.
And out with the old
another
and
another Swiss guy slotting in.
Nice. So actually, interestingly, on Nino's sort of GOAT, which great name for his company, he's focusing not just on mountain bike trails, construction and consultancy, but hiking trails as well.
Yeah.
Just loves the outdoors, that guy.
He does. And having been to Switzerland and like around his local area, it's beautiful. So I'm excited to see the trails and maybe one day we'll get out to them.
Ergon have a new SMS mountain bike saddle. Now, these are sort of a revamped range. And obviously, as we know, geometry on bikes has changed over time. So Ergon have updated their lineup to kind of fit in with this. So I've got some marketing spiel for you here. Engineered around more modern mountain bike geometries using a new relief concept for improved comfort. This is achieved using a larger relief channel. You'll be relieved to know. Yeah, you like that. And revised contours helping to distribute pressure better across the saddle. Now, there's a compact or a more compact short nose shape aids comfort when climbing, and gently curved profile further aids mobility on the seat, which is great for technical climbing. This is available in various two sizes, small medium for sit bone widths, 9 to 12 centimetres, or like me, you like the large extra large, which is for 12 to 16 centimetres and up. You can get two options in rails, standard aluminium, I believe, and titanium. Pricing, SMS Sport, this is 1.5mm Tynox XP rails, is €79.95, and the SMS Comp with lighter 1.2 Tynox SL rails is €99.95. Crikey.
Sounds comfy. Crank Brothers have also got a new shoe out, so they're, well, I don't think it's a new colourway, Crank Brothers Mallet Boa Navy, not to be confused with the Mallet Pedal. But in the new navy colourway, it looks super classy. It's a gravity-focused bike park or race day shoe, and it actually comes pre-installed with a set of Crank Brothers cleats in their neutral position, so they're ready to play with out of the box.
That's cool.
They feature the match system to optimise engagement on any MTB clipping system, so if you're not a fan of Crank Brothers pedals, you can also run it with SPDs or whatever you fancy, and they start at $199.99.
Right, competition time. Now, do you want the chance to win an Ergon goodie bundle? I know you do.
Yes, I'd love an Ergon goodie bundle.
Now, time is running out. Entries to the competition are open till the 3rd of October, so you're going to have to get them in pretty sharpish. But for your chance to win, one pair of HE2s, one pair of GDH Valley Holes, and one SM Downhill Valley Hole saddle, you need to get to the link in the description down below. Get those entries in super quick, and you could be in for a chance to win all of that stuff.
Right, it's now time for our favourite segment of the week, Hacks and Bodges.
Listen, love it.
So, starting up, what have we got here? So, the caption is, I ordered this tyre as a backup about 7 months ago and didn't realise it was a white logo until I opened it to install it yesterday. I figured if my bike has given me as much happiness as it has, then I can do it as solid and make the tyres match.
Yeah, this is from Sal Mangano. Hopefully I've said that correct. I think when Max's tyres, he come, like OEM spec tyres have the white writing, but aftermarket essentially have the yellow writing. So he's like, I want to look factory. I want aftermarket. It looks better. Yeah. So he's just coloured them in yellow.
And I have to say, it looks pretty factory. Because quite often you see it like World Cups and races, other teams will want to use Max's tyres and you'll just see the mechanic just uses a Sharpie on it. But it looks pretty crap. This is a paint pen, isn't it?
It's a hack. I think that's a hack.
Yeah,
or a bit bodgy. Maybe it's a bit bodgy, actually, now I think about it.
Well, yeah.
So you're a bit of a bodger, but we got a lot of time for it. Yeah, we got a lot of time for it.
We love a bodger.
We do. This next one, such a bodge. But it's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, this is from Amos Horniman. And if I read this out, bear with us. My on-the-trail derailleur whilst bikepacking came home and realised, is this a hack or a bodge? I mean...
You know what? I'm a little bit sceptical of this one, because I'm sure I've seen an image like this on the internet before.
I like that. He's almost got like the middle prong up as well.
I'm sure I've seen this before. I'm not...
Oh, you're calling him out?
Well, I don't know.
Either way, though, I mean, obviously, I don't know how you do this.
I mean, that's a massive bodge.
Yeah, I don't know how you just do this on the trail, because he's, like, obviously drilled holes for it and stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm sort of a bit sceptical of this.
Have I been done over it when I'm putting these in?
I mean, if you look at the image as well, maybe it's just an older phone, but it looks a little bit like he sort of saved that off the internet.
I've still got quite a lot of time for it. Whoever's done it.
I'm not sure quite the effectiveness of a tensioner with the fork.
No, okay. Well, and the next one, David Gutierrez. Now, he says here, hydration and impacts combined yield 4 litres of fluid and storage for snacks and tools. Look at that.
That looks like almost a military-issue camelback.
It does,
so
yeah.
My dad used to have stuff like that. You can, like, there's a Velcro on it to put your, like, name badge and stuff.
Oh, really?
And if you're out in the desert, you're all camouflage, so...
Yeah, I mean,
you can... It looks like, you know, when people wear weight vests to go to the gym.
Yes, David, thank you. I mean, that is bodgy.
I want to know how big of a ride he's going on that he needs that many snacks, because we've done some pretty epic rides and...
I've never needed that much.
No.
Maybe we're not riding for long enough.
No, obviously not. You haven't done many big rides.
God. Right, now we do need to pick a winner who can win a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMBN shop. Who are we thinking?
You know what? I think probably the Maxxis Tie logo.
Sal!
Probably the best and usable one. The
other
two.
It. Well, like, you're suspicious, aren't you? I can tell.
I'm suspicious of the second one, and then I don't know if the third one is actually a hack, because he's just using some great Camelback products, isn't he?
That's true.
I mean, he has combined them, which is like, that is a hack, but
yeah.
He's got some good guns on him as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been working out, fair
but
play.
I don't know if that's a hack.
Oh, well, David, either way, we love it. Yeah. Thank you for sending in. But Sal, you are the winner. Make sure you send us in your details so that we can get your prize to you. And as always, don't forget, keep your hacks and bodges coming in by sending them into the uploader linked down below. James, it is now time for some things that we like this week, and there were many things.
Yeah, lots and lots of good things.
So many good things. Now, first up, Brendan Fairclough. Brendog's been on the tools again.
Yeah.
I like getting on the tools, but he's built a treehouse. Not what you're thinking. Oh, no, this is crazy.
He loves a wild project, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Like, to just go normal mountain biking for him at this point must be boring.
Yeah. Or actually just go anywhere. He's like, why would I go anywhere where I could just build some bat crazy thing in my garden?
And how cool to have DeWalt as a sponsorship as well.
So just, it's really cool. Step on, step off, into like this tunnel that they've made. Yeah, a lot of time for this.
I saw a podcast clip. He was saying like he's done this because when he does the school drop-off, all the dads think he's a bit of a loser.
This will be you soon. Yeah, I need a bigger garden.
Next up from me is my weekly BMX clip. So... Corey Walsh, but also so I've got to give a shout out to Chris Gregson, who's filming this as well. Some awesome bowl clips. Corey Walsh just seems to be able to get to like the craziest spots in the world. And it's unreal riding, but if you watch the filming as well, Chris Gregson on the skateboard following him behind.
It's so cool.
Yeah, and the style, the transfer.
That transfer there.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Looks amazing. Really excited to see the final product of that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And lastly, it's moto related.
Yeah.
But it's not moto, I promise. No. Marvin Mouscan, sort of ex-pro supercross and motocross racer, French 250 champ, all sorts, had a go at some downhill. He raced the US Open at the weekend.
Oh, fair play.
Long-time KTM, Troy Lee kind of rider. It was just quite cool to see someone from outside the scene have a go at a big race like that.
It's normally annoying how flipping quick they are.
Yeah, I didn't see how well he did or didn't do, but it's just quite cool, I thought, that actually he's sort of trying these other things and we're seeing a good crossover there. I thought that was good.
You said his name because I was going to call him Musquin.
Musquin.
Not a moto guy.
Not a moto guy. caption contest time. Now, last week's picture was you and your brother, right?
Yeah, stood on top of a very windy hill trying to hold a map and read it at the same time.
Maps!
Unsuccessfully.
Maps.
Yeah, maps, what are
they? They're still a thing, eh?
Yeah, oh,
right.
Who would have thought?
We had some great captions sent in, as always. Now, Drumbreak says, after studying the map for 45 minutes, the new GMBN presenters found the best trail to get to Mordor, then promptly rode the other way. For the Lord of the Rings fans out there.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then we've got Doug Bicycle. He says, caption contest, trying to figure out how to program Rich's first Garmin. Garmins wouldn't have been a thing when you arrived.
Well, all right. No, I do have some early Garmins still tucked away, actually.
Yeah, I've got mine first one still.
Have you?
It's like a little Tamagotchi.
Oh, yeah, the really small one. Yeah. What, we got one more, haven't we?
Yeah. MXW 515. Like giving a blind man a flashlight.
Wow. I mean, that's some good captions. Yeah. That is some good captions.
It's two or three for me. I don't know.
Go on, you got to pick one.
MXW 15.
Like giving a blind man a flashlight. Congratulations.
Gave me the best laugh.
You have won a prize from the GMBN shop up to the value of 50 quid. Don't forget, send us your details to claim your prize. And here is this week's caption contest photo. Yes, don't forget to leave hashtag caption contest and then you're hopefully winning one down below.
Moving swiftly on, it is now time for the bike vault. What have we got coming up first, Rich?
Well, this is from Antoine Marcinet. I'm hoping I'm saying that right again. And this is a nice giant, I believe, we've got going on here. And he looks like he's off for a bit of a big ride because it is laden, double bottled up. He's got like a tool wrap down low on the down tube. He's got a top tube bag. This guy is going out for the
day. So he said it's his 2021 Giant Rain 2, size large. He's done 6,750 kilometres on it.
That's amazing.
And he's replaced all the worn out parts over time. Runs two Fidlock bottles. He's got loads of mounted kit on it. 1.5 litre tail fin frame bag. And the photo is taken about in Marseille, with the city in the background.
Amazing. I love to see sort of someone getting some good use out of a bike like that. That's really cool. I think that's a super nice.
Yeah, super nice from me.
Yeah, amazing. Good to see you getting out, getting the mileage in.
Yeah.
Next up from Charlie Bike. This is a Marin. Which model is that, James? What have we got here?
That is
Rift Zone.
Rift Zone.
A Marin Rift Zone.
Are you
one.
A Marin or a Marin guy?
I'm Marin.
Yeah.
Are you
I
a
used
Marin?
To be, but then everyone used to start calling it Marin.
Ah, Marin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Marin.
Marin, yeah, get on. Right, custom painted with black and gold accent.
That looks amazing.
This is my partner in riding the mountains of Yanubu in Saudi Arabia. Oh,
sweet, lots of cool places this week. Rocky trail in Saudi.
2.6 Goodyears on there. Yeah, that's a really, I mean, that's hands down a super nice.
Yeah, it's got to be. Got some bangers this week.
Look at the backdrop on that.
Yeah, we need to get out there,
we
I reckon.
We do, yeah, we do. Thank you very much for sending that one in.
Another nice location. So next up, we've got a lovely, it's a Cube Elite C62 Pro 2023 Carbon Hardtail XC bike.
Looks cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, that looks really nice.
And again, double bottled. He's got the little bag stashed in there, but a dropper. Looks like it's got some, you know, mileage in that one, doesn't it?
So he says he's out on possibly his last long ride of the season. 68K, 1,700 metres of climbing in the Black Forest of Germany.
Oh, wow.
Looks
I've been there. Really good riding,
Perfect for long days out, XC marathon racing and some quick home trail runs. That's another sweet bike this week.
It's got to be a super nice. Yeah. These are all absolute bangers so far. Thank you very much for sending that one in. Now, Corbin.
Oh, Corbin, they're not missing this week, are they?
Corbin Ustzian.
Oh, man. Ustzian.
Ustzian?
Yeah. I will leave it at that.
Yeah.
Another Marin. Another Marin Rift Zone.
A
and
what?
That's in, it's a Marin Rift Zone. in Stellenbosch, South Africa. I recognise that straight away because, like, all the XC pros always go
love
to South Africa and... Yeah, I can't remember what that mountain's called.
But, he says if you look in the background as well, you can see where Darkfest is held.
That's a sick photo.
Wow. And it's actually a really like nicely thought out bike. Some nice colour coding on there.
Yeah.
It's a solid, super nice. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
What have we got next?
All right, we've gone back in time a little bit here.
Wow.
With an old Specialized FSR. Yeah. Now, You're not going to know what that is, are you?
I do, because actually my dad had a Specialized FSR, yeah.
Okay, well, this is from, I do apologise, Robin Glass. So Robin, yeah. Thank you very much for sending this one in.
It's 1999. Oh no, so he says he couldn't afford it in 99, but now he can. He's got six of them.
Wow, that's committed.
Yeah. That's just selfish, really.
spread around. But I mean, it's I do like to see sort of the old bikes coming back and giving a bit of a new lease of life. I'm not sure I'd want to ride it too much.
No, I do appreciate the old bikes, but just they're before my time that I don't have that sort of nostalgic collect.
Connection.
That's the word. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, look, the angles
it's on you
it.
That one. If you're the old boy, yeah.
It's true. I am, Robin. Good work.
You can
Thank
have
you
it.
Very much. I can appreciate that. That's a good one. And last, but by no means least, is Harrison Hughes with his Merida. Is that 160?
Yeah, it's a Merida 160. Although it's called a Merida 160, but he says it's 170. I need to rename the bike.
And it's in millilitres. Tricky. Yari Deluxe Select Plus Dior Group Set Dior XT Brakes Mullet Setup.
It's just one of them solid builds, isn't it?
Yeah, like, he's put sick enduro bike for a cheap price. Yeah. I mean,
it's a pool in the background, bike, but like with the pool cover, may I take the cover off.
Oh, we're gonna end it on a nice.
Yeah, well,
I feel like we've been so generous.
When we've seen like mountains,
the standard's been high.
The standard's been really high.
Oh, Harrison, I feel bad, but it's really nice. Thank you so much for sending that in.
Some crazy mountains these days. Yeah, the bar's been set high now.
Yeah, on a normal day that would be a super nice day for sure, Harrison. Thank you. As always, the uploader is linked in the description down below. Please send your bikes in because we do love to see them. Coming up on the channel this week, I've done a great video on how to climb anything, and I mean anything, on almost any bike. That's coming out later in the week, and hopefully it's got some great tips and tricks for you. And James?
Yeah, coming out on Sunday, we have got Can You Ride a Retro Cross-Country Bike on a Modern XC Course? So I was out in Lenzerheide last week for the World Cup, and I brought along a very special bike with me. So be sure to watch that one when it comes out on Sunday.
But that is it for today. Thank you very much for watching, everyone. It's been an absolute pleasure. But from myself and James, goodbye.
See you in the next one.